Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you ever have a topic for Savage or Sensible, you can always reach out to us. Might use it on the show. This woman reached out to us on Facebook with this one. You ready, Breeze?
Mm-hmm.
All right. She wrote, "Hey, guys. Over the weekend, I was at a grocery store, and I ran into my neighbor. When I went over to say hi, I noticed he was buying a ton of Halloween candy. When I asked why, he said every year he buys the leftover candy at a discount and gives it away the next year. So I got to be honest, I got a little knot in my stomach knowing I'd eaten some of this guy's year-old discounted candy. Thought this would be great for Savage or Sensible for you guys. I'm voting Savage."
Wow.
Well.
And so far, by the way, pretty even, judging from the response on the Clip EXY Safe text line at 69822. Also, on our Facebook page, I made a post. You can go comment there to search out 98PXY. Breeze, where are you?
I'm sick. I'm going to go with this girl.
Really? Say Savage as well.
Savage.
Buying all the discounted Halloween candy to give out to trick-or-treaters next year.
I just don't know if I can really physically stomach it and get on board with it.
Okay. I think my biggest issue here is being able to last the year with not eating that candy myself. I think that's the biggest problem this guy's plan.
That would be your biggest struggle for sure.
Otherwise, I say Sensible.
Okay.
And I know that makes a lot of people a little queasy. Ooh, year old candy. But, I mean, I've already been very upfront on the show. I'm fine eating expired things.
You're very food motivated, food driven.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically a recommendation for the most part.
Expiration date?
Yeah, it's like a hard and fast rule. I mean, depending on what it is. There's certain things, like probably lunch meat, maybe you don't want to.
There's mold growing off the side of it.
If there's mold.
Let's bypass it.
Mold, just don't give it away. Look, if the candy's not opened, it's probably fine. Actually, I did a little research on this.
Okay, as did I, so I want you to go first.
Okay, this is what I found. So it's going to depend on what kind of candy this guy was buying.
Okay.
So this is what I read, at least. Hard candies can last up to a year when stored properly. Okay, so hard candies in.
Okay.
Jellied candies, caramels, and gum can last anywhere from 6 to 9 months.
They're really pushing it.
Maybe
there.
Not giving away some of that. Dark chocolate can be kept for 1 to 2 years.
Nobody likes dark chocolate.
If wrapped in foil. Bite your mouth. Bite your tongue. Wrapped in foil and stored in a cool, dark, and dry place. And then milk white chocolate lasts no more than 8 to 10 months. I mean, that's close to 12.
It's not, though.
It's close. I don't know. She didn't say in her message to us what kind of candy this guy was buying. But, you know, if he's being responsible with it and storing it how you're supposed to, I'm sure it's totally fine.
But how?
This guy is saving himself money. This guy is fiscally responsible. Look at him.
How hard up is this guy for a few extra bucks?
That's what
I want to know.
Hey, Breeze.
I get that.
Do you know how the rich stay rich?
They don't spend their money.
Exactly.
Or they find
smarter ways to spend their money.
This
is smarter.
You could put those extra bucks back in your bank account by, returning your cans, doing what you got to do. But the thing
Why
about
not do
it
both
is,
those things?
But the thing about it is, Corey, is that there is such thing as fresh candy. And I read up on this.
Fresh candy, you say?
Fresh candy.
Okay.
Because once it's not fresh, it can soften, get discolored, maybe
how do we know,
even expire.
How do we know what fresh candy? Would you even know?
I would know because I know what gross candy looks like.
Oh, you do? Just tell looking at it.
There's white spots on it. You've never experienced that before?
No, I don't. I don't inspect the food that I eat normally. I'm usually too excited to eat it to
waste
time.
You're not on that seafood diet. You don't seafood, you eat it. You just close your eyes and just pop it in.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Look, I'm not dead. I'm not dead yet.
Okay, sure. That's right. But heat can melt candy. And
again,
summer months.
This is all saying that he's storing it properly. Cool, dry place. Dark place.
So the basement. Ugh.
Well, I don't know if the basement's dry. Do
you have room for it in your freezer? Because I feel like you would have to keep it cold.
No. Didn't you hear what I said?
You said cold or
cool,
dry
freezer.
Place.
Freezer does not constitute cool. I would say freezer is past cool.
I feel like you could potentially get kids sick on this, but also if you want to blacklist yourself for the rest of the Halloweens to come, you should give away this candy.
But here's the thing.
It's a nice spin on
but
that.
But here's the thing. No one knows.
But you do know because it's discolored and it's mushy and it's soft. If you
call PXY Safe text line at 61822. Do you seriously think you would know? I guarantee you there are plenty of people that do this. There are plenty of people that save a little money. They get a bunch of candy once it goes on discount after Halloween, and they hand it out trick-or-treaters the next year, and no one knows the difference.
I think that you could take this route and do the discounted.
Do you have, like, are you like a jeweler? Do you have one of those fancy little eye pieces so you can inspect everything you're eating?
I'm sorry I don't inhale all my food like you, Corey. If you want to take the discounted route, I applaud you, and I think it's a good idea. Maybe do it after Easter. That way, it's the shelf life.
What are you getting away? The Cadbury cream eggs on Halloween,
and the little Reese's and the little jelly beans. I mean, kids don't really care that much.
That's the thing too. I don't think kids care.
But as parents, they spend a lot of the time searching for needles and little blades and the apples and stuff like that.
But here's the thing.
You got to search for here's the little mold on the candy.
That's the other part. People bring up all these urban myths about needles and poison. But have you ever heard anyone be like, oh, the candy was a year old? I mean, they're not the same thing.
I can see little Johnny biting into his Reese's cup.
Here we go. A little Johnny. Like, little Johnny reference. If you want to jump in on this one, Savage or Sensible, buying all the discounted Halloween candy to give out to trick-or-treaters next year, where do you stand? Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Heidi from Webster, Savage or Sensible, buying all the discounted Halloween candy to give out next year to trick-or-treaters.
I'm kind of on the fence, but leaning more towards Sensible.
Okay.
I've got kids, and I've frozen candy to make it last through the year.
Oh, there you go. That's
so
smart.
So they're not gorging themselves at Halloween.
That's really smart.
You know, kind of giving it to them throughout the year. And I've had fine results with that, especially with, like, the chocolate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The gummy stuff, I say, no, don't save that. But, like, chocolate stuff, I can see saving and freezing and then letting it thaw out and then giving it, you know, the next year.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of texts like that, Heidi. This one, I bought discounted chocolate to hand out over the next year. I froze it and tried it before handing it out, and it was good.
That's what I said before.
They said, I live in a neighborhood that trucks in trick-or-treaters, over 500 of them. So, like that, you know, you scoff at the discount, how much money you might save by getting candy, but if you're buying that amount of candy, like, that can be a lot of money.
Heidi, have you tried this candy before you fed it to your kids?
Yes.
Does it taste like freezer burn at all? Because sometimes, I don't know, if you freeze certain things, they taste like freezer burn.
Yeah, no, especially if you get it and it's still in the wrapper, and I just, like, put them into gallon Ziploc bags and put it in the freezer and they're fine.
There you go, yeah.
But I have gotten candy, like, straight from, like, the store or from the kids, like, going through their stuff that, you know, you can tell is old because it's got, like, it's discolored or has the white spots on it. That's gross.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm operating under the assumption that this guy is properly storing this candy that he's buying. So again, it's completely sensible.
Do you have? You have freezer space?
This guy has the foresight to go out and be thinking about next year, he's probably a stickler for the rules, right? You got to think the procrastinators are the people that would just kind of, oh, whatever.
Yeah. I would hope he would be storing it right. Yeah, we have a stand-up freezer, so I have extra freezer space.
There we go. All right. We need candy. We're coming to Heidi's.
You are blessed, Heidi.
Heidi, thanks for calling in this morning and educating us on the candy.
Yep, no problem.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to the poll. Always up at 98pxy.com. You can always get your vote in there. And thank you to those that did vote. Today's Savage or Sensible, buying all the discounted Halloween candy to give out to trick-or-treaters next year. 74% of the people voting say...
Savagery.
Really?
Now, I would theorize that percentage, there's a big percentage of those people voting savage that are just mad because they didn't think of it.
They're a little bitter.
Yeah, absolutely. Bitter, more bitter than that candy.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.